The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Cholin has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Joey Jamal and his wife in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she should get married b'sha'at tovah u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Cholin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Gimel, today's daf is being studied. Le'ilui Nishmat Abraham ben Esther ve'Rabbi Moshe ben Luna ve'le'atzlahat Hazivug Shel ve'Yaakov ben Yosef. We are beginning today's daf on Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting two lines from the bottom. We learned from the Mishnah, according to the opinion of the way Rabbah Bar Ula understood the Mishnah, is that a shohet that wants to slaughter an animal, if he's tameh, so we said he uses a long knife in order that he should not make the basar or the animal tameh. So we want to know now the logistics of it. Which type of tum'ah can a person have that would have the ability to metameh the knife or to metameh the animal? So the Gemara begins. Hai tameh. This tameh that you said in the Mishnah that the shohet was tameh. De'etameh b'may. How did it become tameh? Ilema de'etameh b'met. Which means, if you're going to tell me that he became tameh by touching a met, so Yama says, "Bahalal cherev amar rahmana." It says in the pasuk that talks about tumat met, when somebody comes in contact with corpse tumah, it says "Bahalal cherev," that not only if you came in contact with the met, but if you came in contact with the cherev, the sword that the met was killed with, let's say a guy was stabbed by a minnan, so there's a sword in him. So it says not only if you touch the met, but if you touch b'halal cherev, we learn from what cherev harehu kehalal, a big hadush of the Torah, that a person that touches a met is called avi avot tumah. That's the highest level of tumah. If somebody touches a met, he becomes a avat tumah, one grade down. So the law is same thing. If you touch the cherev, the cherev is considered like the halal, and the halal is the dead man. And therefore, just like if you touch the dead man, you're considered avatum'ah, so too if you touch the cherev, you will become avatum'ah. So the Gemara says, hareu ke halal, avatum'ahu. And therefore, if the fellow touched the corpse tum'ah, or he touches the halal, or he touches the cherev, so he becomes an av. An av has the ability to transfer tum'ah to kelim. Letameyah lesakin. Now he's going to metameh the sakin of the she'ita, and it's going to make the sakin a rishon. Ve'azal sakin ve'tamiteh lebasar. And then the sakin has the ability to go and metameh the basar, to come and metameh the meat. So what do I care? You're telling me you'll be careful not to touch the basar. It doesn't matter. If the guy's an av tum'ah, so then the knife becomes tameh rishon, and therefore it's metameh the meat. Look at Rashi. Hareu kehalal, tam Rashi. Tum'ot shel met, hareuyot letameh keli. Which means the sword itself has the regular tum'ah of a met. Kegon met, v'anogeya bo, davi miya av tum'ah. Im naga bahem matechot, na'ase kayosebo. V'im naga b'met, havi avi avot ha-tum'ah. The met himself is avi avot ha-tum'ah. V'im b'tameh met naga, and if he touched tameh met, which means something that became tameh from the met, havi av. Aval rishon v'sheni en metameim kelim. Which is a general rule. A rishon cannot be metameh keli. The only thing that can be metameh keli You have to be an Av. So we have to make this guy an Av. If he's an Av, so he's going to make the Sakin. Behai Sakin Nasa Av. Okay? Now, Behai Here Vareu Kehalal Hachalo Estarich. The Belav Hachinamim Matzim Metamim Basar. The Gavra Ave Avatum'a. The Sakin Rishon. Ubasar Sheni. Ela Rebuta Kaamar. The Afilu Rishon Ave. Hai basar, which means now she comes along and says that legabe this case over here, the hai sakin nasa av, the sakin itself will become an avatum'a, the hai cherev areu kehalal. Says hachalu it's tarich. We don't need this chedush of. The Gemara threw this in as an extra that the cherev is like a halal. The belav achi nameh without that. Namem matzem mitamem masar. The basar can become tamem regardless. The gavra ave avatuma. The man himself who touched the mat is an avatuma. The sakin rishon, and the sakin becomes a rishon. Ubasar sheni. Ela rebuta kaamar. The afilu rishon ave hai basar. That the Gemara is just saying a chedush that it's possible that the basar can even become a rishon. Okay. Because the sakin is kli matechet. The kli matechet is going to become a metal vessel. The metal vessel is going to become an avatum'a. I want to read you the pirushim over here. It says in the Torah, shedina cheret kedina halal. והיא מקבלת אותה דרגה של טומאה מכאן שכל כלי מתכת. This is the חידוש. Any metal vessel הבא במכה that comes into contact עם של טומאת מת שיש בכולתו לטמא כלי. דהיינו, המת עצמו הוא אבי אבות הטומאה. או אדם שנטמא מן המת שהוא אב הטומאה. Which means, the met itself is אב הטומאה. Or somebody that got טמא from the met is called an av. The met itself is avi avot. And if anything that touches, any metal vessel that touches the met, or somebody that becomes tamer from a met, has the regular din of that item. Either becomes an avatuma or rishon. Tamer b'drigat tuma shel mekor. Olam im yigav b'rishon etuma, av im arishon kibel etuma metame met, eno metame klal. Which means, if let's say the keli, the knife, the sakin of shaita, touched the rishon, no. So then the keli itself, let's say, will become a rishon, but a rishon cannot be metame kelim. You have to metame kelim only from an avatuma or aviavotatuma. In any event, the Gemara is saying that this guy became, where did the tuma come from over here? So the Gemara wants to say it came from either a met or it came from a halal. So I'm reading again. Chereb areo kehalal. Avatum'ahu, and therefore the cherev itself has a din of avatum'ah. Letameh le'sakin, it'll make the knife an avatum'ah as well. The azal sakin v'tamiteh le'basar, and the sakin which is rishon le'tum'ah can make an avatum'ah can metameh the sakin, and then make the basar tameh. So the Gemara comes along and says, Ela de etame besheretz. Ela, we have to say that the shohet himself, he became tame with a sheretz. Okay, now a sheretz is an avatum'a. Okay, so if a sheretz is an avatum'a, so that means the guy himself will become a rishon. So now the rishon cannot be metame the knife. And therefore, the basar technically will not become tameh, so long as he doesn't touch it directly. Okay, because again, he touches the sheretz is able to metameh the guy, to make him a rishon, but it's not going to transfer to the knife. As she says, netameh besheretz, dehavi hai gavra rishon. Good, the guy becomes a rishon, velo metameh asakin, and he's not going to metameh the knife. She'en kli mekabel tum'ah, ela me'av tum'ah. Beautiful. דלא מצינו בתורה דמקבל תומה מראשון ושני אלא אוכל ומשקה. Exactly. ראשון can only מתמא food stuff. So therefore, we got to go two levels there. We got to go from the guy to the knife to the basar. If he became tamei from a sheretz, he's already a rishon. A rishon is not going to be able to transfer to the knife, and therefore, everything is going to be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, "En adit tamei b'sheretz." I can say really the shochet became tameh from the met itself. So what does that make him? That makes him an avatumah. Oh, avatumah can transfer to the knife then, and you have a problem. So I said, Ugon shebada kiromit shel kaneh v'shahatba, which means you didn't slaughter with a metal knife. The Hadush of the Gemara was, you're going to slaughter with a wooden item, a hollow wooden reed that they sharpened to make it like a knife. It's badakba. You checked it to make sure it's sharp, and because it's not a keli. And therefore, since it's not a keli, we have a law that the eitz, peshutei keli eitz, cannot become tamer. Now, how do we know you can even slaughter with a piece of wood? I thought maybe I don't have to slaughter with metal. So it says, the Tanya, bakol shohatim, that you're allowed to slaughter with everything. Ben batsud, tsud is like a rock. Ben bezikuchit, even with glass, sharp glass. Ben bekerumit shel kaneh, or bekerumit shel kaneh, with the reed, the hollow reed. And then what she writes, and she says, kerumit shel kaneh, pishutei keli eitz, v'lo mekabel tumah. Okay, so therefore we have two answers how to explain our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said, the Hadush of the Mishnah is, you could have a Tamei guy slaughtering an animal. You know what I mean? Tamei guy slaughtering an animal. If it's Kodesh, if the animal is Kodesh, so he's going to be Tamei the animal. No, we have two options. Either he became Tamei from a Sheretz, no problem, Sheretz is Avatumah, makes the guy to shoret himself a Rishon, finish, Rishon cannot bother any Kelim. Or we can explain the cases talking about where the guy became Tameh from a Met. Oh, he is indeed an Avatumah. Oh, if he's an Avatumah, so the Chaurai is going to transfer the Avatumah to the Kelim. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's only a metal Keli. But he's using a wooden Keli. Not a Keli. It's hollow, so it doesn't even have a Keli. And if, even though he's an Avatumah, it cannot be metameh pishute keli eitz. Could get the same case. It was hollow and not a vessel. It would be the same case. Yeah, but I could have chosen. That's the point. One is it's not a vessel. Once it's not a vessel, so it does not have the ability to become tameh. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, so therefore we gave a few explanations so far to our Mishnah. Now we're going back. Let's review our subject. Our Mishnah contradicted itself. Mishnah started off and said, "Bakol shohatim." That hakol shohatim, everybody's able to make shechita, which is mashma. We're including hakol, even people you would think that cannot make shechita. Hakol, don't worry, even those guys can make shechita. Then what does it say? Veshchitatan keshera, and if they do it, the shchitah is keshera, which sounds like it's only keshera b'diavad. So we had a kstina. Make up your mind: is it a kedaira or is it b'diavad? So now the Gemara is going to continue. I told you already on yesterday's daf that the Gemara is going to give six answers. The style of the Gemara is it's going to present six answers to this question. We already saw a few of them. And then after the Gemara is going to give the six answers, the Gemara is going to go and explain, why didn't this rabbi say like that rabbi, why did that rabbi say like that rabbi? And then we're going to see the deficiencies of every answer. The Gemara says, a new answer today. What's the answer? Gemara says, Abaye, Amar, Hache Ketane. This is what the answer is. Hakol shohatim. Everybody can make shechita. Va'afilu kuti. Ah, even a kuti. Who is a kuti? The kutim, they were converts. They came into Eretz Yisrael, and they were afraid of getting attacked by, we'll see, the Gemara will explain if they're legitimate or not, but they're converts that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Kutim. Now the Kutim were careful on certain mitzvot, and certain mitzvot they were not careful at all. So the she'ela is, can you eat the meat from a shechita that was done by a kuti? Do you trust him? Do you trust him that he knows what he's doing? Do you trust him that he's not going to give you something that's nevela? So you know what I said? I call shechatim. Everybody can make shechita. That means, and you can eat from that shechita. Even b'aviv kuti. That's only talking about where there's somebody watching him, where there's a Jewish person standing over him. But if you have a mashgiach that's going in and out, you know, he's not watching him, you know, the whole time, but he's in and out. You know, he's supervising him in and out. Don't trust him. V'im shachat. But if he did it in that system and he was shochet in that way, the kuti, hotech kezayit basar. You have to cut a piece of meat from the actual animal that he slaughtered. Vinotenlo. And give it to the kuti to eat. Achalo mutar le'echol mishchitato. If he'll eat from it, then you can eat from it also. Lo achalo, but if he didn't eat from it, asu le'echol mishchitato. So that's the lechataila, and that's the bidiavad. Lechataila, kuti with 24-hour supervision, without taking your eye off the guy, is going to be kasher. But if you didn't supervise him with a perfect supervision, and you were in and out, so then bidiavad, it's going to be kasher only if you give him to taste from the meat. If he tastes from the meat, he's eating it, so then you can trust him. But if he doesn't eat it, then you cannot trust him. She's a fil kuti. Muslim lo behema l'ketaila. You can give the kuti a behema l'ketaila l'shot. What's the logic? So he says, the mitzvah she'haziku ba, that's one of the mitzvot that the kutim are careful on. They're careful on shaita, not to slaughter the wrong way. But Yisrael yotzeh v'nechnas lo yimsol l'shot. But if the Jew's not going to be there the whole time, don't give him to slaughter. Why? V'afagav di'azuku ba le'atzmam, which even though they're careful, en makpidim im yuchlu Yisrael nevelot. They're careful for themselves, but they're not careful to feed another Jew nevelot. Because they don't hold of the Torah's law of Nifnei Iver lo titen mikshon. We have a law in the Torah that says that just like I'm not allowed to make an isur, I'm not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of somebody else to feed them something that is isur. They don't hold of that mitzvah. The kutim, they read that pasuk literally. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. That means a blind guy's walking down the street, don't put a stumbling block so he'll trip. But they don't learn the isur to mean, like we understand it traditionally, that just like I cannot make any suit, I cannot put a stomach like any suit in front of you. So therefore, while they themselves are careful not to eat nevelot, but they'll feed nevelot to their fellow Jew, to another Jew. So therefore, I'm worried if you don't have 24-hour supervision on the guy, if you don't have the Jew watching him the whole time, so what's going to happen? He'll, nobody's watching him, right? Or the guy says, you're saving ichnas. So he might do something wrong in the shechita that we cannot detect. And they'll say, you know what? I'm not eating it because I'm careful on the nevelot, but I don't care to give it to somebody else, and I'll give it to the Jew. So therefore, we have the litmus test of what? You eat from it. If he eats a kezayit of the basar, it's good enough for him, then already he's not going to, then it must be kezayit. So that's the Mishnah. Hakol shochatim, even a kuti with supervision the whole time. But if you don't have supervision all the time, he's yotzei v'nichnas, don't give him the item to shochet the katayla. But if you did, with not a perfect supervision, then the answer is, let him eat. If he eats, mutar. If he doesn't eat, look at Hashim. Achalo mutar le'echor. De'al le'atzmo zahir ba. Because he himself is careful. Ve'haynu di'avad de'matniti. Now we have to continue the Mishnah. Continue the Gemara. We have to continue the language of the Mishnah. Chutz, mehenesh, shote ve'katan. But when it comes to Haresh Shoteh V'Katan, those are going to be pasul. The afilu di'avad memelo. That even b'di'avad, their shechita is not going to be okay. Why? Sheme yishu, sheme yidresu, v'sheme yahalidu. Because we're worried that they're not careful in the shechita, and they might posil the shechita. We said on the previous daf, sheme yishu, when you make shechita, it has to be done in one shot. Right, back and forth out, stopping in the middle. And you're not allowed to press down. And you're not allowed to go above the kaneh, above the simani. We're worried that they don't know how to make shaita properly. So that's what Hadesh Shoteh V'Katan are going to be pasul afilu b'di'avad. So Gemara says, oh, now we have to continue the Mishnah. V'chulan sheshahatu. Now what does the Mishnah say? V'chulan sheshahatu. And all these guys that made a shechita, who's the last of the Mishnah, and there's somebody standing, the Omdim al Gabbehem, and somebody standing watching them, Shitadai Geshera. Now what is that going on? What is that going on? Who's that Kulan? There are all these guys that if they slaughtered and there's somebody watching them, it's okay. So Gemara says, Ahaya, where is that going on? Ilima Acharei Shoteh V'Katan, if it's going back on Acharei Shoteh V'Katan, Ala Ka'eh. We were just talking about Acharei Shoteh V'Katan, Ve'im Shahatum Mev'ileh. Since we're in the case of Acharei Shoteh V'Katan, the Pasuk, the Gemara doesn't say, V'chulan Shishahatu. Just say, Ve'im Shahatu. We were talking about Acharei Shoteh V'Katan at that part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah should continue to flow. Acharei Shoteh V'Katan, no good. V'im shahatu, v'chulan, sounds like we're not even talking about Chodesh V'Katan. We're talking about somebody else. Gemara says, Ela akuti. Ah, but we were talking about a kuti. What do you mean? Cannot be a kuti. Ha amad, kishisrael omed al gabav shahit afilu l'chitahila. What are you talking? We said if the Jews, they're watching them, he can even do it. L'chitahila. Now you tell me, tell the Mishnah, and all these guys, meaning the kuti, if he's standing there and you're watching him, b'di'avad. No, that's not so. You told me in the beginning of the Mishnah that if the kuti is a Jew watching him the whole time, it's kasher k'tayla. You know how the Gemara answers this over here? The Gemara says kashya. Amazing. It means according to the way Abaye answers the Mishnah, he has a problem with the sefa. Now right away you know that's why the other rabbis are not going to go for Abaye, because his answer to the, his explanation to the Mishnah leaves him in a question. Kasha, he cannot answer this question. How do you learn the Sefer of the Mishnah?
Why do we say that we have to watch the Kuzi? Because he's going to make a mistake, or because he's going to not tell us if it comes to the Rabbi?
That's the problem. He's not going to tell us. He himself is careful. He doesn't eat the Bilut. But he's not careful to feed others.
That's why someone needs to be watching.
Right, so if somebody's watching him the whole time, good, so therefore we know if something happened that we cannot detect, we're watching him. So, but the chetayla, if you're in and out's not enough with the kuti. Because, you know, you can walk out for a second, and the guy will do something, and we don't trust that he's going to tell us that he messed up, but he'll feed us stuff that's nevelot. So therefore the litmus test then is, you eat from it.
Why do we not include in the first hakol the kuti? And
we are including kuti. That is hakol shoratin afilu kuti.
Not kuti, and bring the kuti back in the second hakol.
But who do you want to include then? We have to find another guy.
That's the next answer.
Again, it's not that we can include anybody. You have to hold it halachically. It could be abaye holds a mumar cannot shohet. So that you can't just say we'll include. It has to work with the rabbi's halachic opinion. So he held, I can go as far as the matir or kuti to make the shaitaba. More than that, I cannot matir. Now, so again, inherently in Abaye's answer, there is a question. Because he does not know how to explain, he has a question in explaining the sefa of the Mishnah. Okay, now, Amarava, and Rava is going to ask on Abaye. The yotzev v'nichnas l'chitahila lav. So I understand you, Abaye. You tell me yotzev v'nichnas when the Mashkiach is going in and out. That's not enough. Why not? V'atenan, guy sells wine. Non-mivushal wine. Okay? And he has the goy in the store. Right? So you don't want the goy to touch the wine. So it says, Hameniach oved kochavim b'chanuto. He leaves the goy in his store. V'Yisrael yotzev v'nichnas mutar. That's enough. Yotzev v'nichnas is enough that the goy is going to be scared and he's not going to touch anything. So you see yotzev v'nichnas in Mashkiach is enough. So why you tell about a kuti? Oh, yotzev v'nichnas, no good, don't give it to him. When it comes to Yain Nesech, Chesam Yastam Yenam, we make him. So Gemara says, Hatam miketani maniyah. What do you mean? Go look over there, that Mishnah that you quoted. Did it say over there maniyah that you could do in the chetahila? Maniyah? Leave the store in the goy's hands in the chetahila? Haminiyah ketani. If you did it, Haminiyah, you did it. The Abad. It's only been the Abad. So we have no question from that. Gemara says, no, Elam Hacha. Okay, but I'll bring you another proof. Another question. אין השומר צריך להיות יושב ומשמר, אלא אף פי שיוצא ונכנס מותר. בפירוש, that it says what? That the Jew does not have to be sitting there the whole time. So long as he's in and out, mutar. Mutar means what? Mutar kata'ila. So why are you telling me, Abaye, that when it comes to a kuti, yotzev nechnas is not enough? And when it comes to a goy, it's enough. It's enough to yotzev nechnas. Now, Gemara is going to give a simple difference between the cases. There, if you think, there is a haluk between the cases. One is a simple interpretation. The goy has no right to touch anything. That's the rules, right? You tell the goy, no, you're not allowed to touch the barrels. Good. So they'll be scared. So therefore, you're in and out. He's nervous. Any second you're going to come in, he's going to get caught touching the barrels. But the kuti, you're letting him slaughter. You're giving him the animal to slaughter. So therefore, he can fool around. When you walk in and catch him, what are you going to catch him? Yeah, what are you touching that animal? What do you mean? You gave it to me to slaughter. So therefore, since you gave it to the slaughter, there's a chance that in that interim, when you're not watching, he's going to do something wrong. It's going to be undetected. You're not going to be able to know, and he's going to feed it to you. So therefore, there's a big difference between why the chetahilah, you can let a goy in the store where he has no access to the barrels at all. Mashiach can hear what you're giving the kuti. I will answer that, but I'm just giving you the preview. Continue. Amarava. So Rava says, Nupshat in the Mishnah. Okay, what's this pshat? This is going to be the third pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, first pshat was Tum'ah, second pshat was Kuti, and now we're going to talk about a Kuti again. Let's see. Amar Rava, Hachi Ketani. Hakol Shohatin Ba'afilu Kuti. Everybody can make Shohita, even a Kuti. Tamid Devarim Amurim B'Yisrael Yotze V'Nechnas. See, Rava's more lenient. He says, when it comes to the kuti, even if the Jew's in and out, that's no problem. Just like the store. But let's say it was no hashkacha at all. You saw, he came late, the kuti already was shohet. Nobody was mashgiach on him. Then you have to go with the test of giving him a piece of meat to eat. You cut a piece of kezayin off and you give it to the kuti. Achalo mutar leechol mishchaitato. If he eats, then you can eat. No achalo asu leechol mishchaitato. Good. So Rava, he lowers the Abaye shita by one notch, where Abaye said it's only the chetayla with total supervision. Rava said, no, you don't need total supervision to metil the chetayla. Even yotzev v'nechnas is enough that the kuti is going to be on good behavior because he knows the mashkiach is walking in and out. Oh, what's the bidyabad case? There was no hashkacha at all. Oh, no hashkacha at all. Then bidyabad is kasher only if you give him to taste from the meat itself. Comes again what it says. Oh, chutz mechadesh. Now we have to finish the mishnah. Chutz mechadesh shotev katan. Okay, but Hadesh Tavik Katan, even with the Avad, no good. Because they don't know how to make the Shaita the proper way. Shema Yeshu, Shema Yidrisu, Shema Yahalidu. Those are the three types of Pisulim that we talked about. Vechunan Sheshachatu. Now we have to learn Abba. And all of them that was Shochet, with supervision, is okay with the Avad. Ahaya. Where's that going back on? We're talking about Hadesh Tavik Katan already. V'im sha'atu b'vanish, it should just say v'im sha'atu. Eda akuti. Must be talking about a kuti. Ha'amar, afilu yotzev v'nechnas sha'chit l'chata'ira. What are you telling me that if he has supervision? You just told me in the resha that even if he has in and out supervision, it's kosher l'chata'ira. So what that says, kasha. So Rava also has a problem here. Just like Abaye couldn't answer the last part of the Mishnah. Rava also struggles to answer the last part of the Mishnah. Fourth interpretation of the Mishnah. Rav Asher Amar, Hakei Ketani, Hakol Shohatim. Everybody can make Shehita. Ve'afilu Yisrael Mumar. Oh, even a Mumar. What is a Mumar? One of the Averot in the Torah He's a chronic transgressor. One of these Averot, he just commits it as if it doesn't exist. Oh, so what's this guy over here? He's a Mumad, the guy eats Nevelot. Yeah, that's for Shaitan, that should pose a problem. The guy's Nagil to eat Nevelot, he doesn't care and all that. So the Chaura, if he's going to eat Nevelot, the Chaura is Shaita, shouldn't be good. He don't care about the laws of Shaita, obviously, because he himself eats Nevelot. Oh, Hadush? Even that guy, that's a Mumar, to eat Nevelot, you can give him the animal to slaughter the Chetahila. How? Someone says, Vafilu Yisrael Mumar. He was, Mumar Lemai. What is he a Mumar for? Le'echol Nevelot Le'te'avon. He eats Nevelot Le'te'avon out of Ta'ava. Means, not the most malicious guy, but if he doesn't find kosher meat, the guy's going to go and eat the Nevelot. Look, if you give him kosher, he has no problem to eat kosher. Look at Rashi, the way he explains Le'te'avon. Let's touch on the top. Kilom Mashka Heter, when he doesn't find Heter meat, Achil Nevelot. Now, you check the knife, let's say, before the Shaita. And you gave it to the Mumar, Shahid Shapir. Slaughter, good. As long as the guy can eat in a kosher way, he's not going to eat Beisur. He's not a malicious guy. He just says, baduk. But if you don't give him a good knife, no tarach na dure batar sakin yafim zupigo. I said, give him not a good knife. He's not going to go now and kosher him. I'll eat the nevela. So therefore, the mumar ha'ochel nevelot le'te'avon, you can't give him the knife to slaughter lechem de'hayla, and you can trust his eating. Ukderava, his shaita, ukderava, the amar rava, Yisrael mumar. Ochel nevelot le'te'avon. If he's that guy, Yisrael Mumar, ochel nevelot le'te'avon, bodek sakin. You just gotta check the knife first. You check the knife. Yisrael makes hashkaha on the knife to make sure the knife is perfect. Venoten lo, and give it to the Mumar. Umutar le'echol meshechitato. Because you don't suspect that he's gonna do it wrong. No, you don't suspect that. Why should he do it wrong?
He won't. Not on purpose.
No, he's not going to do
it. It's a good thing.
Well, we trust, first of all, obviously he's a Shohet.
Okay.
If he's a Shohet, you've got to assume a Shohet knows what he's doing. He's not worse than anybody else. But once already you check the knife, he's like everybody else. He's like everybody else. He's like everybody else. No, the Mumar, he's not going to feed us a Nevelot. He's not going to feed us Nevelot. The Mumar could be also lifting a Nevelot in Temekshon. No. The Mumar also lifting a Nevelot in Temekshon. He has a weakness when it comes to Nevelot. But he keeps the rest of the Torah. Guy prays every day with the 3 times a day, this guy. The Nevelot, that's his weakness. The Kuti was worse. The Kuti, the problem is, he's going to give it to us. Because he don't care if they have to Mekshon. This guy doesn't say he's a Mumar if they have to Mekshon.
He'll eat the himself, but he won't.
Exactly. So therefore, as long as I check the knife, I don't have to worry about it, and then I'm going to get fall to a stumbling block. However, Avan lo badak. Now let's say, you didn't check the knife. So now you don't even know if it was okay from the beginning. Venatan lo. And you gave it to him, but the knife wasn't checked. Lo yishchot. Don't let him make shaita for you. Because again, if the knife isn't good, so therefore this shaita over here is not going to be a good shaita. And therefore we don't want you to look at ta'ila, give such a knife. Ve'im shahat. But if he did it, bodek sakinu acharav. Check the knife after. Which means, if the knife is kosher after, it was kosher before. And therefore, nimset sakino yafe, if the knife was good, mutar le'echol mishchitato. Ve'im lav, asur le'echol mishchitato. So that's the bidiyavad of the Mishnah. The lekat ta'ilah of the Mishnah is, check the knife before you give it to this mumar. The knife comes out clean, give it to him, eat from his meat. However, if it's not, he didn't check the knife before, so the Mishnah Gemara gives an answer. No problem. Check the knife after.
That's
the bidiyavad. Okay, now the truth is, let's go slow. Later on, the Gemara is going to teach us that you always have to check the knife. For everybody, you have to check the knife. If you're a regular good guy, you have to check the knife after. Because not that. You have to make sure that the simanim of the animal were slaughtered correctly. You have to slaughter off simanim, the majority of the simanim. So it's not enough just to check knives. You have to check the animal itself to see if it was slaughtered correctly. Oh, so this case over is mashma, you have to check the knife. So the Nidma says, no, it goes without saying, because you have to check the animal. We're not saying that. That's a standard item by every Shaita. You got to check the animal to make sure that the simanim were slaughtered correctly. We're just saying over here, besides that you're going to check the simanim, you have to check this, since you did not check it before. Now, let's go further. The Rambam writes, "She Yisrael mumar lashay lishkot be'ofan shum mumheh." Okay, that should be clear according to Rambam, which makes sense. He's got to be a mumheh in the laws of Shemitah, meaning he's got to know what he's doing. Which means even though we're going to see that in a regular Yisrael that shochet, there's a general principle. Any guy has a knife in his hand, is standing in the slaughtering house with an animal, you assume he knows what he's doing. You don't got to give him a test after he did the shechita, test him in the kol shechita. Rov mitzuyim etzel shechita kishirim him. You see what he's doing in the slaughter. The guy's still holding a knife. Must be knows what he's doing. But she'enkin the mumar, Harabam holds him to a higher standard. That you cannot rely on the rov. Stop it, a guy knows what he's doing. We're only talking about a mumar where we know. Not that we just assume it's in the slaughterhouse. Where the guy's holding a knife to an animal's head without knowing what he's doing. Yeah, when it comes to a mumar or chinev, Rambam holds it to a higher standard. He has to know, the people have to know, that the guy is a mumheh in shechita. Generally speaking, you do not. So you're right. Ulam hazakazu mitbasist al kin shemi she'enu baki balchot shechita enu shohet. General rules, if a guy's not baki, he's not going to be shohet. V'hazakau ena kayimet b'mumar. But by mumar, it's not so. Ha'alul l'shchot v'le'ekol basal l'ta'avato. He don't care. Because he eats. So therefore, he don't care to slaughter basad. That's not. He'll kach sarik l'botko, kedeh liyot betuhim, shu'achen mumheh. So indeed, that is right. That's the first hadush that Harambam says. Now, let's talk for a second. The difference between a mumar and a kuti. Because this is a new type of heter that we get. So he says like this. Ubchen dino shel Yisrael mumar de te'avon shule legamre mi dino shel kuti. Yisrael mumar sarich latet sakin beidik peduka. You gotta give him the knife. Aval az sumchim alav shishchot shishchot kera'uy. Once you give him a good knife, you can trust him. Afilu beno, you know, no hashkaha, by the way. No hashkaha over here. Once you check the knife, you don't need you have seven knas even. The Mishnah did not say, according to this answer, Rav Asher, they need to have a mashgiach going in and out. Give him the knife, and he's on his own. Why? Kuti l'omad zot tzadik l'ashgiach shechitato. At least you're seven knas. Why? Because he's going to give nevelot to Israel. Ach be'ofet sheshochet tachat hashkaha. The kuti will. Ach be'ofet sheshochet tachat hashkaha. Notim lo l'shod afil b'skin shlon ibdeka yizdei Yisrael. Interesting. There's a leniency by a kuti also. Once there's hashkaha by a kuti, I can give him even a not good knife. Give him a knife with all ridges in it. Because the kuti is going to fix the knife. He'll fix the knife. Which means, you understand the haluke? Buy a mumar le te'avon, you give him a bad knife, you're not going to call, you're okay. He'll eat the nevelot, he's the nevelot for himself. You're not going to matriya to go fix a knife because you don't care too much. But once you give him a good knife, say, take care, I trust you're going to do good. And even if it's not good, I know he's not going to feed it to me, so I don't have to worry. Mesheik and the kuti, if I'm not watching the guy, something might go wrong, and therefore I'm worried that he might feed it to me, so I need ashkaha. But I don't have to give him a good knife. I trust, once I'm watching him, he'll do the knife himself. When there's a Jew watching him, he's going to be scared to use a bad knife. Exactly. The kuti's worried in the middle of the process. Can I see a knife, please? Oh, his knife is no good. He's going to get caught. So he'll fix the knife. But the Yisrael Mumar, he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop from a bad knife.
because he eats. Mishush shumad etavon nafsik etasol kisrael kol davar.
Ah, he says like this because maybe the Yisrael was worried that the that somebody's going to ask to check his knife.
He writes, "Ve'eru ma'aleh al datosh yisrael kasher yibdok et sakino."
He says, "I'm Jewish like that guy's Jewish." Kuti's already paranoid. Maybe this guy's going to ask my knife because I'm a Kuti and he wants to check. But the Israel Mumar, he says, what are you going to check my knife for? I'm just as Jewish as the other guy. Therefore, he's not scared to store. Therefore, we have to check his knife from the four. Now, we're not talking about over here Mumar that's eating the Hachis. There's another type of Mumar that eats maliciously. He don't care, even if there's kosher meat on the table. I'm not eating the kosher meat, I want to eat the Nevelot. That guy we cannot give to make a shaitat. You notice that Bashir's it was only Mumar Ochel Nevelot Netavon. However, Mumar Ochel Nevelot Achris and the small Kalafil Kishrotino Sakim Beduka. You need to give him a good knife, because on purpose he's going to make the shaitat no good. Bechavana Kedel Echol or Lachil Alim Basan Nevela. He'll also give it to others. The Mumar Achris is a bad guy. He'll even give it to other people in order to.
Okay, he's not going to sharpen the knife or find a new knife for pegamim. But he's a mumar.
The answer to that question is we want you to slaughter it the right way. We don't want to make the velot in the world because the Jew might come by mistake and eat it. And therefore, you're right, he's not going to give it to us, because he's not over on the Fnei Iver. But by not checking the knife first, there's a hashat that it's going to be nevelot. It's accessible not to eat such nevelot. We don't want to make such nevelot in the world where a juke might come to forget to eat it. Therefore, put everything on the up and up. Check the knife, make it good. That he's going to give it to us, Mumar is not suspected. Of course, it's the beferush. And the issue is, as we said. Okay, now continuing the Mishnah. Chutz mechareish shote v'katan, except for chareish shote v'katan, de'afilu di'avad namelo. But chareish shote v'katan, no good. Shema yishu, shema yidresu, v'shema yachalidu. V'chulan sheshachatu. Now continue Mishna. And everybody that was shochet with supervision, but di'avad is okay. Ahaya, ilema chareish shote v'katan. If it's going to be chareish shote v'katan, ala ke'er. We're talking about Hayesh Tov Katan already. V'im Sha'atu Mevanej. Just say V'im Sha'atu. Ela a Yisrael Mumar. Must be talking about Yisrael Mumar. Well, Yisrael Mumar. Id Badak Sakin V'notenu. If you check the knife, we said already, you can give it to him. The Katan Hamad Shochet Ketahila. It's not a B'diavar. If you check the knife, Mumar is okay. The Ketahila. Ela Dela Badak. Ah, so must be talking about where you didn't check the knife. Wait. Id itel sakin. Well, we said already. If the knife is still there, libdeke. So then check the knife. It wasn't at the din of the Mishnah. Then if you didn't check the knife, like a tahila, let him store it, check it after. So what do you tell me then in the Mishnah that a mumar, if you have people watching him, there's nothing to do with watching him, just check the knife after. Ashta. Id leta le sakin. Oh, and if the knife is not there, ki achirim ruin oto may have. What do I care if people were watching when he was making the shechita? Dilma b'sakin piguma shechit. Maybe he was slaughtering with a sakin that's pagum. What do I care what they were watching? So Yavra says, Kashya, you're right. According to that opinion, the way that Bashir understands it, indeed it's going to be a Kashya. Okay, so therefore the last three answers that we gave are struggling to answer the last part of the Mishnah. Now we go give the fifth answer. Kanir'e, the guys that are watching cannot tell if the sakin is pagum or not. That's something that is very, you know, fine. They can see if he stopped in the middle, they can see if he, you know, pressed down when he slaughtered, but they cannot tell if the sakin is pagum. You have to say that. Okay, fifth answer. Avina Amar. What does Hakol Shohatin mean? Hiddush. Hakol Mumhin Shohatin. Any guy that's a mumheh, that's an expert, that knows what he's doing, can be shohet. So what do you mean mumhin? Mumhin v'afal pi she'en muhzakin. Even though we didn't see them yet ever be shohet, We know they're Mohim. They learned Hilchot Shechita. They got tested on Hilchot Shechita. They know it back and forth. But we never saw them actually doing the Shechita. You can learn it from a book. But then, if a guy's scared of blood, every time he's going to make the Shechita, the guy's going to faint. So therefore, the Shechita is not going to be good. That she says that, by the way. That she says, the Afa Pishin Mohzakim. We never saw them slaughter in front of us three times. If they have strength, maybe they're going to faint when they make the shaita. Once they faint, so it's not going to be kosher, obviously. You could be an expert in shaita, but there's a big difference between learning it from a book and actually taking the knife in your hand and putting it to the neck of the animal. Maybe they don't know how to make the moves. So therefore, the hadush of the Mishnah is hakol shochatim. Everybody can make shaita, so long as we know the guy is a mumche, even though he's not muhzak. But if you don't know, if this guy knows the Chod Shechita, don't slaughter the Chetachila. Vim Shahat, Bodkin, Oto, test him after. Im Yodea, Lama, the Chod Shechita, if he knows after the Chod Shechita, Mutal, Lechom Shechita, To, Vim Lav, Asu, Lechom Shechita, To, Chutz, Vehale, Shote, Vekatan, same story. The Afidu, the Abad, the Medo, Hale, Shote, Vekatan, Afidu, the Abad. Why? Shema, Yishu, Shema, Yidesu, Veshema, Yahalidu. Now, shechatu ahaya. And everybody that makes shechita, if you have somebody watching you, b'diavad, it's okay. Where's it going? Idima, ha'ale shuto v'katan, ala ke'en. We're talking about ha'ale shuto v'katan. Ve'im shechatu mev'ele. Ela, ashe'en mumhin. So must be talking about en mumhin. En mumhin, we gave you a solution already. Be'botkin oto, sege. It's enough after to test them. So therefore, what do you say? You have somebody watching him. You don't have to have somebody watching him. Let him slaughter. Ask him a good shaita afterwards, and it's kosher ready. So what's the last case of the Mishnah? He has an answer. Rabbi Na has an answer. But Rabbi Na says, "Deleta lekaman delibdeke." The shaita's not around that we can test him. So in that case over there, it's only going to be kosher if somebody who knew a good shaita was watching. So now he gave an option. That means nekat tehila hakol shochatim. Guy's a mumheh. You know he knows hakol shaita. You know he's got a semicha and shaita. Let him go do what he has to do. Maybe he fainted. I'm not sure he's going to faint. He knows hakol shaita. Most people don't faint at the time of shaita. He could assume it's okay. I don't know if they got no shaita yet. You don't want a shaita. He's slaughtered. Catch the guy. Hey, come here. Before you eat the meat, ask him. Test him. He passed the test. Okay, but the avad, no problem. He slaughtered. Each of them is the item. The guy's not around. The guy ran away. He's gone. Now, who slaughtered this guy? Who slaughtered the guy? Where is he? I never tested him. Okay, he went. Oh, the guy said, no, I don't. I was there. I was watching. I was standing watching the guy do the shechita. Oh, so if somebody's watching him make the shechita, then already you can trust him. Okay, v'ikadam. There's another version of this same answer, which is going to be number 6, by the way, of the answers. The answer is going to be Rabbi Na'amar Hakiketan Hakol Shohatin Hakol Muhzakin Shohatin. Only people that are Muhzak. This is what Mahmir Muhzak, when he asked, we have to know that he slaughtered before. Okay, we saw him a few times, he slaughters and he knows what he's doing. Shohatin Muhzakin Af al pi she'en mumhin. Oh, even though you don't know that he's a mumheh, so long as you saw the guy do it 2 or 3 times, you're okay. Because this opinion holds, the majority of people, rov mitzuyim etzel shechita mumhim. What's the guy doing in the slaughterhouse with a knife in his hand, with the neck of the animal? Unless he knows. So knowing is an assumption. If you're in the slaughterhouse with a knife in your hand, we assume you know. But we don't assume that you're not going to faint. So therefore, the ketayla, you have to make sure that you know this guy did it a few times. He did it 2 or 3 times in front of us and then faint. Maybe he faints. However, he slaughtered and he says after, listen, I'm telling you I didn't faint. Okay,
חוץ מהרשות וקטן, דפנו דיעבד, נמלו, שם הישות, שם ידרסו, ושם יחלידו. וכולן ששעתו אהיה, נמלו, כולן ששעתו. אילימה, אחרי רשות וקטן, איפיתה מסכון, אחרי רשות וקטן, עלה קאי. וטוב על אחרי רשות וקטן, אומרים, ואם שעתו. ואם שעתו מבעלת, שזה ואם שעתו, וכולן ששעתו, אלא שאין מוחזקים. אז זאת אומרת, בתור מה לגאי, הוא אירין טסט, לפי פיינסונת. ועמד בברילי סאגי. What do you tell me that you have to have somebody watching him for? It's enough that we trust him. The guy himself can say, I'm telling you, I didn't faint. The Gemara says, delete the command of the shleye. He's not around to ask. So he's not around to ask. And if you have to ask the guy that was watching him. And that's the case of the Sefer the Mishnah. Nabina, ve'rava bar'ula ka'baye ve'rava again, Nabina, ve'rava bar'ula ka'baye ve'rava ve'rava asher lo amre. She's Rabina and Rabba Bar. Those are the last answers. They do not explain like any of the opinions of Abaye, Rabban, Rabba Shem. Mishum dekasha lehu vechulan. Very simple. In those three answers, those rabbis left the sefer of the Mishnah in a kasha. So therefore, Ravina and Rabba, they didn't opt for those three answers because why would they want to leave the sefer of the Mishnah in a kasha? So that's why those answers were not accepted. Kudehu ke Rabba Bar Ula lo amre. Nobody goes like Rabba Bar Ula. Let's review Rabba Bar Ula. That was the first answer. Remember, I was talking about this. The guy is Tameh. The Shohet is Tameh. And we're talking about an animal that's Hulim. But the guy that eats this animal, he's careful to eat it at Taharat HaKodesh. And therefore we said that if you treat it like Kodesh, the rabbis gave it a status of Kodesh, because you're Makpid to eat it on Kodesh. Therefore the Hadush of the Mishnah is that with a long knife, Chulin that's eaten at Taharat HaKodesh is going to be okay. They don't go for that answer. You know why? So it says like this. Because remember we asked a question on that. What was the question we asked on that? The question we asked. Because and then continue the Mishnah. And the Mishnah then says, but if it's actually a Korban itself, if it's actually Kodesh itself, so then we were concerned that since it's Asumra Torah, it's Kodesh, it cannot be Metameit, so then already we don't want you to slaughter this animal l'chatahila. When it comes to Holy Shana Siyatara the Kodesh, it's only Drabanan, use a long knife, no problem. But Kodesh itself? No, Kodesh itself we're Machmir. We don't want you to do it. So Gemara says, remember the Gemara's question? We know that already. We learned that in Masechet, Zivachim.
Here's Ikar.
Oh, so Gemara said, either here's Ikar, or there's Ikar. The Gemara explained why you need it twice. The rabbis do not like that answer. Gemara says like this. According to the opinion that said, here's the Ikar, that's teaching me what, that you shouldn't slaughter something that's Kodesh Betum'ah. You tell me, here's Ikar? Adraba. Hatam Ikar, the Bekadashim Ka'e. You tell me, here's the Ikar. Over there, we're talking about Korbanot over there. For sure over there is the Ikar. So again, according to the answer that said, here's the Ikar, they don't like that answer because for sure over there is the Ikar. Now, when I have to shut up about Hatam Ikar, and according to the opinion that said, over there is the Ikar, the Hakai did the Tanatamim Bechodin Tanatamim Tamim Mugdashim. And over here was just written Derek Agav. Since already we talked about a case of Tameh, in the case of Cholin Shinaswa Tanat HaKodesh, so therefore we brought the case of Kodesh itself, Agav. The Rabbi says, I don't accept it. Tameh be'olin gufe lo itzarichile. Cholin shenasu atarat ha-kodesh, lav ke-kodesh damu. They hold like this, these rabbis. This law that you made up, that cholin, that a person's careful to treat it like kodesh is kodesh, it's not so. There's no such thing, according to these rabbis, that something that's cholin that you're treating like kodesh, that gets the status of kodesh. So your answer was, really? Over here is, over there is Ikar. Over there is Vahim is Ikar. That's why it told us that stuff that's Kodesh, you shouldn't do it Betum'ah. Also, why do you repeat it over here? Oh, over here, you repeat it only Derech Agav. Because the Mishnah wanted to tell us a case of Cholin Shinasu Atarat HaKodesh. So once you gave me the case of Cholin Shinasu Atarat HaKodesh, it gave me the case of Kodesh itself. So the rabbi comes along and says, you're wrong. Even your case of Cholin Shinasu Atarat HaKodesh is not a case. Because you hold it as a deen of Kodesh, we hold it's not Kodesh. We all, the rabbis, did not give that status because therefore there's no deen of tum'ah at all. According to these rabbis, you'd be able to actually do whatever you want in such a case. So therefore, don't tell me that the Kodesh case was brought agav the Holin case. Your Holin case is not a case. Because I don't hold of Holin that you treat like Kodesh, that the rabbis made it Kodesh. So therefore that answer is rejected. Kulehu kravina lo amre. Okay, what was Ravina? That was the last answer we just said. Ravina was the mumhin. Like the first answer was what? That, as the first answer was, so long as you know that they're mumhin, even though they're not muhzakin. And the second answer was, no, you don't have to know that they're mumheen, but you have to know that they are muhzakin. Those are the two answers. They don't like those answers. Why? Why? According to the first answer, it said, you have to know that they're experts. No. Rov mitsuin esos shechita mumheen. Like I told you. We have a rule. The majority of the people that are found in the slaughterhouse with a sakin in their hand, you could assume that they know what they're doing. According to the second answer, that they have to be muhzakin, we don't suspect people faint. And therefore, that's not a legitimate to say. Yeah, till you know that he slaughtered three times without fainting. Nah, you don't have to suspect that people faint. Okay? So therefore, we gave those answers as well. Stop over here, Baruch Adonai, Amen, amen.